about the acceptable. This is part six, and we're going to talk about the acceptable year of the Lord that we learned about. God told us that 2023 we would be in the acceptable year of the Lord. And we walked right into it. It's the year where the Lord says, I'm going to sustain you. And my goodness, the first 3 months, he has been really sustaining.
Amen.
Seriously, I don't know about you. And I know this is a cliche thing to say, but I mean it from all purposes and all. I mean it from the depth of the from what I'm saying and from what's being said. I mean it from the deep. I should have, in the first 3 months of this year, I should have been lost my mind. I probably should have stroked out or had a heart attack with the things, the pressure that came the first 3 months of this year. But the word has sustained me way above and beyond that. This word, eating these fragments and learning about the bread and learning about the peace of God and learning about being under favor, it has altered what the enemy really meant for bad the first 3 months of this year for me. But in all sincerity, I am more victorious the first 3 months of this year than I think I was all of last year. And it shouldn't be that way in the natural. It shouldn't be. But this is truly the acceptable year of the Lord. It really is. I'm so far above.
Amen.
The plan, the plots, the schemes of the enemy. I'm so far beyond it because I've been so nourished with the bread of heaven and walking in the covenant of his peace.
Amen,
it's been amazing. God. And there's nothing, and I'm telling you right now, there's nothing that can break this. Nothing can break it. Of the increase of it, it doesn't end. And there's no weapon formed against it. There's no means of the enemy that shall by any means harm us while we're moving in this wonderful dimension of peace. And so the Lord said that this is the acceptable year. This is our acceptable year. And in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord, we read this on Sunday, but we'll look at it again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal up the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. It was fulfilled back then. We learned that acceptable meant approved. It meant propitious. I told you on Sunday we would get into propitious later. I don't believe we really tapped into it too much on Sunday. It means to receive or grant access to. That's the acceptable year. Not to refuse intercourse, which I love, which we're going to look at again on Sunday. Not to refuse intercourse, all right? Or friendship, to receive into one's family. It means to bring up and educate, to receive favorably. It means give ear to, embrace. It means also to make one's own. It means to approve. We're approved here. Someone needs to know you're approved. Hallelujah. You're not rejected. To take upon oneself, which he's done. And it also means sustain, which I believe that's one of our favorites. That he sustains us here in the acceptable year. All right. He took us on himself and he sustains us. He says, I will not reject you. I'm embracing you. I've made you my own in the acceptable year. I'm bearing you up and I'm going to cause you to endure. Boy, has he ever caused me to endure these first 3 months. It has been just dynamic what the Lord has been doing.
So, amen, but we're looking
at the word propitious. Propitious means favorable. I like this, or given, or it means indicating a good chance of success. All right, I wish I could take out the word chance. I just see where it means indicating good success, not a chance. It's not a chance here. It's a guarantee.
Amen. So now,
it's been his training, how he's been training us about staying in the study and how that would keep us propitiated and expiated. This is why we're positioned for this year, this release of favor and success. He has trained us to look for salvation prior to success in our faith. And by this, he has brought us unto the covenant of his peace. Whatever you do, TGM, God told us, stay joined, for there's an outpouring of the Lord's favor that has arrived. If you have been operating in the now word, you're already experiencing it, and it is the truth. Trust me, he says it plainly. It is the acceptable year of the Lord. We have been approved for it.
Amen, Lord. Amen, God.
Approved for it. We're absolutely approved. And he said, it's about to become intensely favorable. I woke up this morning under so much favor. My day ended with so much favor. I felt like Ruth. I'm telling you right now, I felt like Ruth. I had to actually look to the Lord and say, really, is this real? Are you serious? It felt like I was dreaming, because he just changed and shifted everything. He shifted things for me. He shifted things, and it was such a powerful shift for me that I said, oh my gosh, are you serious? Are you serious right now? And I was flabbergasted. And then I said to him, I said, now let this continue. Let's build generational wealth from here. That's how I felt, because there was such a shift in my day. I thought it was going to go one way. But I stayed. I said, I'm not going to eat that leaven. I'm going to eat the unleavened bread, be nourished with prosperity and favor. Amen. I'm going to watch God change the day.
Amen.
And I'll share my testimony with you after I'm done dealing with my business tomorrow. I'll share my testimony. I promise you I will. After I'm finished, I will share it. But God shifted it and changed it. What the enemy meant for bad, what the world was saying no, God said no, absolutely. The answer is yes. So this is the year we will be fully entering into a life of propitiation, and the year where we will be sustained in that place. As you start to see, man, staying joined releases prosperity. It releases the acceptable year. It's my place of favor, praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's my place where I increase. It's the place where I walk in prosperity, and things don't end up like they, like the familiarity of that familiar way of it ending up, where the door shuts in your face, the answer is no, and you can't really increase and move forward. It's going to shift, because you're not going to sit there and eat the leaven. You're going to eat the unleavened.
Amen, Lord.
And be nourished with the favor and prosperity of God. And you're going to be repetitious. Your repetition, you being repetitious, is going to really disturb the enemy. And your God's going to cause you to mature into seeing leaven when it comes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Remember, the Bible says that Jesus knew within himself what he would do,
mm-hmm.
because he had the means of the Father. When you understand you have the means of the Christ, of the Lord, and you understand you don't have to settle for how your day wants to play out. You're nourished in the means, and you open up the realm of the acceptable year by not eating the leaven of how it used to be. All right, here we go. God said to us here what to watch for in 2023. Now, the word, we know that the word prosperity means shalom. And what we're to be watching for is for welfare, health, and favor in particular. He's been really educating us about walking in favor, soundness and completeness, compensation. All right? Favor comes out. This is the word here. This is what we got to remember. Favor comes out of prosperity. See the word prosperity? In the definition of prosperity is favor. Favor comes out of prosperity to take you back into prosperity. So remember, we learned on Sunday, the first level of favor is where the Lord is having pity on us and giving us the rhema word and shifting our minds and bringing us in to the covenant or the place of the joining or the place of peace. So now that's what happens. But then it takes us back into that place and reveals prosperity again. So now, being prosperous is having favor. Favor comes out to bring you back into tangible prosperity. It brings you there by bringing you into the realm of the word you've been hearing. So favor comes out of prosperity to take you back into prosperity, which becomes tangible. Second level. All right? So now this is how what God said we need to watch out for. Look for favor. Recognize favor as the word is coming under you. Understand you're under the favor of God. Now he's going to take you back into where prosperity, where the tangible prosperity of the Lord, the increase of God can come into your or manifest, excuse me, from your tillage. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me.
Amen.
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 All right. So now understand that. So while you're getting the word, this is what he wants you to look at in 2023. Oh my goodness, the word is here. The word is on me. Thank God. All right, I'm under favor. Now this favor is about to take me back into the shalom, back into prosperity, where I can begin to thank God for the manifestation of tangible increase. All right, so God is showing us mercy and pity, which are two definitions of favor. So when we are hearing, we need to know we have entered into the acceptable. Please hear this. When we are hearing, we need to know we have truly entered in the acceptable year of the Lord. All of his prosperity is found here in the acceptable year. Jesus. Outside of the acceptable year, you're just in 2023. I want you to hear that again. Outside of the acceptable year, you're just in the year 2023. And it's going to play out for you the way that the year plays out. Where the year, let me just describe the regular year to you. This is hot off the press. The regular year is full of inflation. It's full of lack. Mm-hmm. It's full of deficit. It's full of hardship. It's full of disappointments and letdowns. 2023 in the natural has been a dismal year. You don't want to walk in that. You want to come into the place of Goshen. You want to come into the place where you're protected, where the free favors of God are there, where they had no light, Goshen was full of light. Where they didn't have no food, Goshen had plenty of food. You want to come into the place that is protected from the plague of 2023. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me.
Amen.
You don't amen. Want to be in 2023. You want to move in the acceptable year of the Lord, which he has opened and given us access into. Perfect timing, keeping us way above and beyond all of this inflation and all of this mess going on out there. All right. So that when this rhema word is washed and cleansed and is through his expiating power, we are now in the second level. We now come into the second level of the favor of God. This is a part of the acceptable year. It's only in the acceptance right there. We talked about this Sunday, that we receive the acceptable year of the Lord. So we need to become serious students of this truth. So every time I enter into the rhema word, now I can feel his favor all around me. I can feel his prosperity flowing to me. It is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Now, remember this here. In Mark 11, verses 13 and 14, this is what the Lord has done. This is what he's done here. He showed us something in the reverse here of the fig tree. Or he showed us something that kind of coincides with how he dealt with the fig tree that wasn't bearing figs. In Mark 11, 13 and 14, it says, "And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet." Please understand, it's not saying that it wasn't the time for figs. It was saying it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. "And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." Remember this in the study when we first heard this. The word answered, Jesus answered. It means he began to speak. But always where something has proceeded. Either was said or either something was done. To which the remarks refer. So Jesus answered the fig tree because of what it didn't do. It didn't bear figs. So Jesus spoke to the fig tree and caused the fig tree to hear. All right? So now the fig tree didn't do what it was supposed to do. It didn't bear any figs at the time it was supposed to bear them. So Jesus spoke to it and caused it to hear what he was saying, and caused it to wither away. Well, the Lord prophetically spoke to us about 2023. He said this. Well, this is it. This is us in a sense in 2023. He's favoring us on our hearing, causing every single malfunction to wither away.
Amen. Oh, bless God.
He's causing the things that malfunction, the things that we were always let down in, the things that we were disappointed about, the things that didn't transpire that we decided, we desired to transpire. The Lord is speaking. Amen. In 2023, where there wasn't favor, where there was a fall from favor, there's restoration in it, and he's speaking and causing the malfunction of our lives to wither away. This is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
He's revealed this through his rhema word, that we are entering in the acceptable year. We have been given access. Listen. This means we won't be refused. No more refusals. No more. We're given access. We're granted access. We have entered. We have his friendship. We have been, my goodness, we have been received into his family. He is bringing us and educating us. These are all the definitions of acceptable. He's educating us about this fact. He has given us his ear. He hears us. He has embraced us. He's made us his own. He approved us.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to reject us.
Hallelujah.
Because he has taken us upon himself. He said, I will sustain you. I'm going to bear you up. I'm going to cause you to endure. And my God, the strength of the ox that's been on, I've been feeling it day in and day out, shifting me into vision, shifting me into the strength of the lion. I've been feeling this wonderful endurance.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And my God, he's proving he's made us propitious. Fully positioned for success. If you stay nourished in this unleavened bread, if you eat him, you will live by him. And my goodness, the promise is, I'm going to sustain you. So you will eat by me in 2023. Listen here. You don't need a quarter to go by. You don't need a half a year to go by. You don't need three quarters of the year to go by. This was granted access when the Lord said it was granted access. You don't need, Amen. You didn't need but a day. You didn't need but Amen. A minute or an hour or man, only when he said it, that scripture was Amen. Fulfilled in your ears.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You don't need time. Only thing you Hallelujah, need to do Jesus. Is to just be nourished by this word. Be nourished by what he's saying. Let favor and prosperity take over where the leaven used to live, where you used to think, oh, it's just going to be what it's always been. No, it's not. You're now in the acceptable year of the Lord. No, it's not going to play out like it used to.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are far above what it used to be. Because the Spirit of the Lord said it's the acceptable year. And what he said was, basically when he said that, he was proving what he's already been teaching. He's already taught you the infrastructure of the acceptable year. What makes it acceptable? Because you're joined unto the Father. You're joined. You're at peace with the Father. There's nothing but the propitious way of living that's set before you. There's nothing else set before you but success. It is our time. It is our time. It's time for us to walk completely in it. I tell you, this has been so powerful for me. The first three months have been amazing, because my life shouldn't be like it is. It shouldn't be moving in the direction that it is. It should be according to the enemy and according to the world. I should be spiraling downward, giving up hope. I'm so full of hope, so full of faith. I'm so full of Jesus. I'm so full of him.
Hallelujah, God.
And it's really making the enemy look really stupid, because no weapon formed against me is prospering. And man, I'm loving every bit of it, because I'm learning and I'm learning. I'm under the shadow of the Almighty, and oh my goodness, under his wings, I'm learning to really trust in him. I'm under his wings and I'm watching him do these things, and I'm learning to trust that the unleavened bread of heaven, oh my goodness, it nourishes and washes out this worldly arrangement, this world order of how things should be.
Bless you, Lord.
I give him glory for it.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I give him glory. So everybody that's on this line today, everybody that's on this line tonight, in this balance, God wants you balanced in the fact that you're not in 2023. You're not there. You, child of God, listening to this word, you are in the acceptable year of the Lord. The world is in 2023. Hallelujah. You're in the acceptable year. You're outside of time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're not in 2023. Mm-mm. You're in the acceptable year of the Lord, and he wants you to really imbibe that. Amen. So what's going on around you in 2023 has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with us. We've been given access.
He won't refuse us
of his intimacy and friendship. We've been received into his family. He is bringing us up and educating us about this fact. He has given us his ear. He hears us. He has embraced us. He made us his own. He approved us. Glory. He's never going to reject us, because he has taken us up upon himself. He will, my goodness, he will sustain us. He will bear us up. He will cause us to endure. And he has made us propitious. Fully positioned for
that.
Hey, God, yes, that's the year we're in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let every other man be a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Let God be true. Yes. Anything else is a lie. Everything else is a lie. But what God is saying is what is true. And that's all I got for you guys tonight on this Thursday night. Ah, yes. And I pray to God, that some of you were shifted from out of 2023. And I pray you were shifted back into the acceptable year of the Lord. Please, 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 please. If you weren't, please stay in the study after we're done here tonight, until he expiates you and propitiates your mind right back into the year you belong in, the acceptable year of the Lord. The year of free favor. The year of prosperity. And he told me to tell you, every year from here on out, the time will, it'll tell you 2024, 2025, 2026. But every year for you, child of God, is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
You let them celebrate the year, the numbers. You celebrate the acceptable year of the Lord. It will not change. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
God. Amen. 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 And amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah,
glory
God.
Be to God.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. I just pray over anyone that tonight that has been stuck in 2023. I pray your exodus, because the Spirit of God told us that our souls were coming into a mighty exodus. And I pray that your soul tonight come into the exodus place, that you come in. We are, praise God. We are the unleavened. We are the unleavened. We are the Passover. We are living in the festival. We are living here. And I pray tonight that your soul finds an exodus from out of 2023, out of the problems that around you, that the nourishment of the unleavened bread will enter into your bloodstream. It will enter into the very marrow of your bones, and you will be revived. You will be revived. You are revived into the acceptable year of the Lord. You are not stuck into 2023, neither the dictates, neither the arrangements, neither the falsehood, neither all of the problems that
Hallelujah,
are there.
Jesus.
You are not stuck in that place. You are in the acceptable year of the Lord. And I speak that. I prophesy that. I prophesy your exodus. And I speak under the power of God. And your mind is expiated and propitiated to the very truth in which you're hearing.
Hallelujah.
And you are shifted. Hey, God. You are shifted from out of 2023. And now you can give God glory and honor and praise for favor and prosperity. Now you can thank him again in an authentic manner for his favor and his prosperity. You are standing right now in the acceptable year of the Lord. The year of free favors. The year of free favors. And I prophesy into your tomorrow right now. I speak to your tomorrow that it will not go the way that the world or orderly arrangement or Satan has already tried to feed you the leaven of. It will not go that way. It will move in the favor of our God. It will move in the favor and prosperity of our King. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Shifting and flowing. And we give you praise for it, Master. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got a few comments here. We get an amen and amen from Elder Allison. Elder Kurt puts his hands up and he just glorifies God. I see that. And we see a tribe called Blessed. Sister Javon is also lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubt and just giving God his praise and honor for the truth of being in the acceptable year. Let me tell you something. You don't have to eat the leaven, people of God. You don't have to eat the lies of what the devil, I'm trying to tell you. If you get into this word, if you get into this and you become nourished with the bread of heaven, who is Christ, you will be nourished with a different, I'm telling you, with a completely different nourishment. You will not sit there and wait for demise. You will sit there and wait for breakthrough, for favor, and for prosperity. You will be, I'm telling you, you will be nourished in it. You don't have to eat the leaven.
Amen.
He can try to feed it to you. Amen. You spit it out and put the unleavened bread of God's word back in your mouth and get yourself into a place of propitiation and glorify him for favor and prosperity.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel it. There's been mindsets that have been changed. There has been mindsets that have been shifted. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. And I thank God that you're experiencing it right now. And I thank God that you too will be a sharer of the testimonies of the fact of being in the acceptable year of the Lord. I give God praise for that. I give God praise for that. Glory be to God. Amen, Master. Amen. Amen, family. All right. Now, if you want to sow a seed, you can sow your seed. Everybody knows how to sow their seed. You should sow under propitiation, where that is your vision. Persuasion now is your force. You should be sowing from that place of absolute peace. If you're going to Cash App, you know what to do. It's $ True Gospel Men's. Look for our logo and you can Cash App. If you're on the screen, you can also put your phone up to that and scan that bar right there. And it'll take you right there. True Gospel Men's, and you can give your Cash App. Give your tithes unto the Lord. Bless the Lord with your seeds and your first fruit. You can't, man, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. I promise you, you can't. If you're going to Zealot, do it at the address you send it to is truegospelmens@aol.com. That's men's, M-I-N-S, and you can give there. But sow something. Bless the Lord and sow a seed into the word of the Lord. So give your tithes, you tithing men and women of God, and honor him. It's God with man. And man, just honor him for this covenant he's got us in and the fruit of this peace that's, ever expanding all over us. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just a little excited.